Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knows God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning on this beautiful Saturday, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, I thank God for being on this beautiful day on this program to share the good news. Today, I thank God for Jesus Christ for being alive today. Some people did not make it. Some people did not make it, praise God, to see this day. But I thank God for those who are able to come and join, praise God, to hear the word of God. And truly, I thank God for the men and women who are standing behind the podium, wherever they are, praise God, to share the good news. Because we need to be encouraged when we are going through a lot of trial, when we go through a lot of tests, praise God, when the enemy, praise God, throw all his darts on us, praise God, we need to be encouraged. Today, we are in the world, praise God, when we are facing a lot of situations. And a lot of our people, praise God, people in general, praise God, are going through a lot of depression, oppressed, praise God. A lot of people go through stress. Praise God, whether it be in their job, whether it be with their family, or whether it be their situation in their health. A lot of people are going through a lot mentally, praise God, when they face a whole lot of obstacles that come their way. And I know there are many of you know that, praise God, you got some family members are going through some stress, praise God, or some type of situation. They don't know how they're going to get out of it. Some people are facing financial situations that brings stress and worryation. Praise God. There are some who are going through their health. Praise God. They want to be healed. But praise God, it's so depressing to them. Praise God. When they go through mentally strained. Praise God. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Word of God. The Word of God is our hope. The Word of God is our medicine. The Word of God, praise God, bring healing and deliverance to us in a way that we can receive it and believe it. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read some scriptures, praise God, pertaining to what we need to know in the day that we are in. But most of all, I thank God for the Word of God. And I want to say a prayer before I go into what God had gave to me pertaining to people who are going through depression. Praise God. That's the worst killer, depression. Praise God. But I thank God for Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, humbly as I can, Lord, I'm praying that you reach into the hearts of those who are going through depression. Who are going through oppressed as well, but going through mental depression, God. Lord, I pray, thank you for doctors, even psychiatrists. Thank you for God-fearing counselors who are willing to minister to those who are going through mental situation. Father, you see those family, God, that wife, that husband, that child, God, who are going through mental depressed, praise God, when they see their parents fighting, when they see that there is no hope, when they see that they have food in the house, that brings on mental stress. But Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for being the God that you are to bring hope, to bring peace. Lord Jesus, you gave yourself that we could be free from mental depression. Father, help us not to worry, but your word say, let not your heart be troubled. So, Father, help us to get where we need to be. Give us the strength that we need. And Father, we thank you. We glorify you in your precious name. Amen. And I thank God for Jesus. I'm going to the book of 1 Kings, praise God, the 19th chapter. And these are the scriptures I'm going to read. If you have an opportunity, write them down and go back and read them again. Read them on behalf of your loved one who is going through depression. Praise God. And I'm telling you right now, that's no joke. When you see your loved one have anxiety attacks, praise God, when they go through depression or when they go through whatever it is, deal with the mind. Praise God. You have to stay before the Lord and continue to stand in the gap and pray for that person. Praise God. Because it's not a joke when the enemy wants to destroy the mind of God's people. But thank God for Jesus for what he is to us. And I thank God for his grace and mercy. In 1 Kings 19 chapter, praise God, I'm going to read 1 through 9. Praise God. When Elijah was threatened by Jezebel, praise God, and he fled to Beersheba and to the Mount of Horah, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. His life was in danger. He heard what this woman was about to do to take him out for what he did to the prophets, Jezebel prophets, praise God. And he was running for his life. And he was going through a stress, praise God, a mental stress. Praise God, wondered how he going to come out. But listen to what the word of God says. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and withhold how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, look, then an angel touched him, and say unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and lay him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and say, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horah, the Mount of God. And he came unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he say unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? See, but I thank God for Jesus. God was preparing Elijah, knowing to let Elijah know, who are you serving? Praise God. Who are you afraid of? But thank God. God gives us the way to trust him. God gave us a way to know that he is in control. Elijah was afraid because when he got the message, he was afraid for his life and what this woman was about to do. But God had to bring Elijah to his attention that the God that we serve, he know what we're going through. mentally. He knows what we're going through. But in the midst of the storm, God showed us in a way that I'm still in control. Don't let the enemy put you in the corner. Don't let the enemy put you in that segment, that mold. Thank God for Jesus. Don't get that mindset that there is no hope, that there is nothing that can be done. But Jesus Christ is the answer. As long as we turn our eyes to Jesus, as we turn our eyes to the Word of God and believe in what God is saying to us, He will see us through this. But it takes faith to believe in God. It takes faith, praise God, to trust God. God had to prepare Elijah on a journey. Elijah went on a 40-day fast, praise God. Eating, praise God, coals of cakes and drinking water, praise God, to help him to go on this journey. God was building Elijah up to realize that he is not by himself. But he was teaching Elijah, you got to trust me every step of the way. Today, we got to learn to trust God. And despite what you're going through, realizing that God got this. That's why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. God will prepare his people when we are going through our trials and tribulations. But one thing about it, we have to learn how to defeat the enemy when he wants to control our spirit mind. We got to learn to trust God in his word. We got to have the faith. But one thing about it, realizing that God is what he said he's going to do for us. So my brothers and sisters, those in the body of Christ, if we got to take a short fast, if we got to really get down the business with God when it comes to his word, don't let the enemy put you down. Don't let the strong man hold you down. Come out fighting by using the word of God. Talk to that spirit, praise God, that you will not have my mind. My mind belongs to God. And my mind is renewed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the mind of Christ. And that's one thing about it. When we speak the word of God, we know that God is able. I'm not going to get through all these verses, but I'm going to share them with you. I want you to read Psalm 42, 5 through 11. I want you to read Psalm 130. And I want you to read Isaiah 61, 3. Letting you know, read those scriptures. They're trying to build your spirit man up. And let the devil know that you are a child of God, that you will not take my mind. And one thing about it, go back and read 1 Kings 19 chapter 1 through 9, how God built Elijah up for Elijah to know that God was with him. Build yourself up with the word of God and let the devil know that you will not conquer me. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I hope you do that, and you have a great Saturday, knowing that the Lord is on your side. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.